Task 2. The solar system we live in consists of the Sun, 8 official planets, at least 3 dwarf planets, more than 130 satellites of planets, and hundreds of asteroids and comets. The inner solar system includes the Sun, Mercury, Earth, and Mars, while the outer solar system contains Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. The solar system is almost empty space. The orbits of all planets except the orbit of Mercury are practically circular. As for satellites, most of them move in the same direction, whereas not all asteroids and comets act this way. From the dawn of history and up to the 17th century, humanity, with a few exceptions, did not recognize or understand the concept of the solar system. Many people believed the Earth to be stationary at the center of the universe. Nicolaus Copernicus was the first to develop a theory that led to the gradual acceptance of the idea that the Earth moves around the Sun and the planets are ruled by the same laws of physics as the Earth. The invention of the telescope led to the discovery of more bodies which belong to our solar system. During the next centuries, the number of bodies rose to 31, and asteroids were discovered too. Improvements in the telescope and the use of unmanned spacecraft gave the opportunity to investigate such geological phenomena as the mountains and craters on other planets. In the 1960s, the space age made a giant leap in space development. The first man was launched into space in 1961, and 8 years later, the first human touched down on the lunar surface.